This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Afghan Interior Ministry says the death toll in a horrific bombing at a girls' school in the Afghan capital has soared to at least 50, many of them students between 11 and 15 years old. The number of wounded in Saturday's attack has also climbed to more than 100. Three explosions outside the school entrance struck as students were leaving for the day. The blast occurred in a mostly Shiite neighborhood in the west of the capital. The Taliban denied responsibility, condemning the attack altogether. The area has been hit by brutal attacks targeting minority Shiites and most often claimed by the Islamic State affiliate operating in the country. No one has yet claimed Saturday's bombings. Clashes erupted between Palestinian protesters and Israeli police outside the Old City of Jerusalem Saturday night as tens of thousands of Muslim worshippers prayed at the nearby Al-Aqsa Mosque on Islam's holy night of Lailat al-Qadr. The Palestinian youth threw stones, lit fires, and tore down police barricades in the streets leading to the walled Old City. As officers on horseback and in riot gear used stun grenades and water cannon to repel them. At least 80 people have been injured. China's space agency says that a core segment of its biggest rocket has reentered Earth's atmosphere in the Indian Ocean above the Maldives. It said most of the debris burned up early Sunday. A Harvard astrophysicist tracked the tumbling rocket part. He tweeted that an ocean reentry was always statistically the most likely. It appears China won its gamble, but it was still reckless. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.